As long as I focus on what I don't want, that's exactly what I will have. And that's where it all needs to start changing. Now that change is it sounds simple, but it's a dramatic change. To incrementally just start thinking about what I want rather than what I don't want. The answer is never in the problem. It will never be in the problem. It is only in the solution. That's what this program recovery is about. It's about a solution. Found a way out which you can agree upon with bubbly and harmonious action. So in terms of that, you know, what you're talking about is looking, even in the asking of, how do I become more disciplined? Now, does that sound appealing to anybody here? Does that sound like you want to embrace that? But he said, how do I put love into my job? Now, that sounds like a dynamic I would love to hear about. That sounds like food, sunlight for the spirit, something I can feed on of how to put love into whatever I do. And not just your job. It's love into whatever you do. Because if you just try to put it in one area, who's running the show? So in terms of that, you got an idea of an area you need covered in, so I got the solution, just put love into it. It doesn't work that way. You either are a lover or you're a fighter, Michael. You know, in terms of that, that means that what I learned to do is put love in everything I'm doing, even in a conversation. And the way that I know that I'm putting love into that conversation is I listen to it like my life depends on it. That's the expression of love. Where nothing else is there and all I hear is you. That's a true expression of love. When I'm at work, there is nothing else there but the work that's in front of me, and that's the expression of love. When a painter paints, let's take a Picasso or a Da Vinci, do you think when they're painting something, they're wondering, you know, I wonder if the phone's going to get cut off, I wonder if I'm going to lose my stool, where am I going to get new paint, my brushes are turning to shit, you know, all these things. Do you think that goes on, or is it just the idea of the beauty of what I'm trying to portray? The magical moment that I saw that I want to capture on this canvas, which just represents one moment in a life filled with unlimited moments. Unlimited essences of beauty, depending on what I look for or don't look for.